Awesome. Well, we are now joined by our race winner, Brandon Jones, driver of the number 19 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. Brandon, it was a crazy couple laps there at the end, but to come out with the win, kind of walk us through your run.
Well, this was, first off, an amazing experience for me. I mean, this is a really big race for us drivers with throwback weekend with Robert Huffman's scheme. And I know that paint scheme's won a bunch of races, so I'm happy to add to that. And so really big for the whole group there. And what a fun day for sure. This was crazy. I never thought that we would be, you know, beating Denny Hamlin at Darlington, but we just executed this race really well, I felt like, and I think that's what kind of paid off for us.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take some questions for you from the media, and we will kick it off here with Jim Utter. Go ahead, Jim.
Congrats, Brandon. One thing this season you seem to been doing much better at is being able to capitalize on opportunities that present themselves, particularly at the end of races. Is that something you think you picked up more from experience than anything else?
It is probably so. It's a little bit of experience. I think it's a little bit of learning how to study the races some and how to really take notes good. And I know it sounds kind of easy and self-explanatory, but I feel like we've done a really good job this year at building a good notebook. And we came here earlier this year after the lockdown. Didn't really have a great race, but we had speed at the end of the day, and it just never showed because we had loose wheels and everything there, but had the speed. So we kind of went back and watched a bunch of film. We've got SMT now, so we can see exactly where we were getting beat, where we were doing good. And so I think we just kind of put, you know, everything together and made a full race out of it. But that's what we've been doing at every single racetrack, and I think that's why you've seen a little bit more maybe consistency out of us.
And given that, do you feel that you're the best you've ever been prepared heading into a situation of competing for a NASCAR championship?
I think so. I mean, I got some really good tracks coming up too, and this was not one circled, but this is one that I've wanted to win at forever. So that just says a bunch. I mean, we've been really strong at these low grip racetracks, and Auto Club was one of them. We should have won that race and had our incident there. Now this one. So that's been really, really eye-opening to see that, you know, these are not my strong tracks and we're winning at them. And so when we get to the good stuff, we're going to be ready to turn the heat up.
Thank you very much.
All right, Brandon, I'm actually going to read you a question here from Casey Campbell. It goes off of what you had. We're just answering. What has been the biggest change from last year to this year with this race team?
Well, I think that the consistency is really big. I haven't really had a consistent crew chief kind of my whole career. I haven't really, you know, the same group of guys, you know, everything there. And I think that's what you're kind of seeing right now is, you know, just the confidence that we have in each other. You know, there was never one time last year that we questioned each other, but I think it just takes a while to kind of learn exactly my language for the race car and everything there. So that's really, really been good to have that consistency in that team, and makes us a lot more strong.
All right, we'll take our next question from Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Brandon, what were you seeing when you saw Ross and Denny battling it? I mean, they've been close to wrecking so many times. Were you thinking, yeah, that's going to happen, or were you still a little surprised that it did?
No, I knew that was probably going to come, and I planned for it once I got there. It kind of scared me for a little bit on top of the roof. Stevie Reeves, my spotter, really wasn't given lap times at a certain area of the race, and he'd been doing it for a while. And typically, when he stops doing that, it means that we're not catching that car anymore. But I think come to find out that we were actually about a tenth of a second better than those two or more, and he just didn't want to mess my momentum up there. So I was continuing to search and get as much speed as I could, and when I got it within that distance, I knew the only way for Denny to make the pass was to pull that big slider. But I had done it a few times today, and really takes a bunch out of the race car whenever you do that. If I saw Ross check up a little bit to prepare for that, but I think you have to slow down so much to make sure that your car is going to turn by the time you get to the center and you can cut underneath them. And that's kind of what we did there.
And once you got past them, are you thinking, okay, this is mine to have? And just kind of what's the, can you kind of take me through the emotions of being like, oh my gosh, I'm going to probably might finish third to winning, you know, for what, the third or fourth time this year?
Yeah. When I made the pass, I looked in the mirror and I could not see anyone anymore. So, man, I knew at that point, I never say anything until it's over, because I've been a part of a lot of things happening to us, that's taken some wins from us. But I knew if nothing happened that we were going to be just fine and win the race. And each corner, turns one, turns three, I backed up a bunch, and there was just no reason at all to push the issue there and continue to gap anybody. So, yeah, that was big. I've won a lot of really fun races this year, and this is up there with one of the best so far.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Lee Spencer.
Thank you, and congratulations, Brandon. You talked about tracks coming up that were really good for you that, you know, gives you confidence going into the playoffs. What would you circle on your calendar?
Well, I'm thinking, you know, ahead. Obviously, we made the first round. So when we get to that first one, I think we have Vegas in there, which is a really good mile and a half for us. So I think we can really do a good job there, easily win that race and lock us in for that next round. But if not, Talladega is always up in the air. You never know. We've been really good at plate tracks. We tried something new at Daytona this year, working with our teammates a little bit differently. And I think we've got a really good trial there to help us out for Talladega. And then, I mean, we ran second at, you know, the Daytona road course, and we've got Charlotte Roval. And so there's a bunch of tracks that we've done good. And if we get to that final round, we've really got some good ones. Phoenix, we've won at, we've beat Kyle at, we've done really good at Kansas in the past. We've won the last two. So we get to that end. We got some tracks there that we're going to really, really be good.
You've been around for a while, and I mean, you're one of the veterans of the Xfinity series, but how has, you know, the change in practice and what have you, you know, changed the dynamic in the field, because you're racing against a lot of guys, you know, who don't get practice, that aren't as familiar with these tracks as you are. I'm just kind of wondering, you know, how sketchy it's been at times.
It's scary, to be honest, because I think too hard at times in these races, in my opinion. I'm really methodical about the situation that I'm in, you know, so we've got some cars that I know how they race. You know, you don't know what's going to happen when you get to turn one. We haven't been practicing. We haven't even been on the racetrack. So I think these teams do a phenomenal job at getting those cars ready for the race. And we've got really close balances. But yeah, I've never have once this year after the pandemic and after everything went down, I've never went off into turn one as hard as I possibly can go. And I let that play out for a couple of laps, and it's lost me some spots early on, but I think it's paid off in the long run in these races.
And finally, has JGR approached you as standing by as a backup driver in case, you know, one of the four, you know, cup guys come down with COVID or, you know, test positive during the playoffs?
They have, and you know, obviously we hope that never happens, but if it's a possibility to get into cup car, you know, that would be something really interesting to see how that goes down in a big learning experience.
Appreciate your time.
Brandon, looks like that's all we've got for you. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. Congratulations on another win, and we will see you at Richmond.
All righty. Thank you, guys.